both sides there? Okay. Just a second. We'll wait a minute while they get. As long as we're waiting on technology, we may as well wait another minute or two on technology. So we're live, but we're not on. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and wait? Call this meeting of House Fisheries to order. It is 10:12, and this is Thursday, March 26th. Present are Representative Olson, Representative Christ-Tompkins, Representative Gaddis, Representative Herring, Representative Feige, myself, Chair Seaton. Remind everybody about their cell phones if they haven't got them on vibrate yet. Today, we're just taking up House Bill 18, Personal Use Priority. This is a bill introduction hearing, and public testimony will be taken in a future hearing as floor begins at 10:30 today. So we have with us Representative Stoltz, sponsor of the bill. Appreciate that. Would you come forward and present your bill?
Thanks, Chairman Seaton and members of the Fisheries Committee. This is not a stranger issue. This issue is not a stranger to the committee. It's been around in past sessions. It can be referred to as the Alaska Resident Fishery Priority, because this is a fishery that only Alaskans are allowed to participate in. The general philosophy I employ here introducing this bill is when there is a decision made by the Board of Fish to alter allocation. I think most Alaskans, I won't say all Alaskans because we've seen that in a lot of other manifestations, would say that Alaskan residents, and particularly those that are using food for sustenance, would have the highest priority. Again, I think most Alaskans would buy into that, clearly not all Alaskans, because this bill has languished in the legislature for multiple sessions. So it's not an issue I take very lightly presenting, but I think we have a broken process right now. If you watch the Board of Fish process, their response to unmet escapement goals in the Susitna drainage is to change the escapement goals and lower them, which is just so nonsensical, they might as well just make it zero. So I have no philosophical or moral problems in what some folks might call intruding onto the Board of Fish process, because I think it's not working, and I think it has some very, I won't use any C words, but I would say it's, I think it's, it is not serving Alaskans. So. Very, very straightforward bill. When in a time of shortage, I think that Alaskan residents, whether they be subsistence users or personal use recipients of our bountiful resources, should have the first priority. And I don't expect that this is employed in most regions. Certainly, one region of the state has been the predominant problem. It's an over allocated fishery. With I would call it a vestigial management plan that dates the time before population growth and use patterns change so dramatically over the years, and it is very hard to accept change. I understand that it's you have to almost pry it out of their cold dead fingers, to quote my friend Charlton Heston, my favorite president. And that's somewhat the same with this fishery and this issue. I know we don't have an abundance of time at today, but I think that is really the crux of it. My constituents asked me questions like, well, how come a commercial fisherman, even a non-resident one from Redmond, Oregon, or from Carmel, California, or from many locations in Washington, under the current system, is able to take as much personal use fish as they want using the most efficient methods possible, a purse seine or a gill net. And I can't give them a logical response, because I don't think the system yields a logical response, because the system is broken. Again, this is not my first choice to bring legislation in respect to a management decision. I would like the processes to work that were set up, but they're not. So, and I don't expect that to change. This latest round of board decisions showed a lack of, I think, of lack of regard for where the uses and management priorities are. I'm only bringing it up because I think it's all related in there. Mr. Chairman, my very last choice to deal with fisheries is initiatives, but that's where issues like this are heading, with the frustration of Alaskans at a boiling point. And I think that is probably it's what I have spent many, many hours in conversation talking to my constituents and people that I'm allied with this issue and other fishing issues on, saying that should be our very last resort. It's the most imperfect method, but absent any kind of responsive action by the Board of Fish or the legislative process as the second resort, it's going to yield to that. It's going to yield that imperfect process. And all my discussions with those groups, notwithstanding, I will join them in that effort, because that is the last choice we have, and the less perfect one. And I'm hoping that we don't resort to those types of things. I think I know the mood of Alaskans and the frustration of Alaskans. And but that's why I'm hoping that there is the second best choice, or the legislative response in the positive direction will avert that other decision. So it's a very short, straightforward bill. I think I've laid out my reasons. I think you'll hear plenty of testimony opposed to it. I know that the big guns really come out on issues like this, so I'll leave my presentation to that, Chairman Seaton.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions for the sponsor? Representative Herron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Stoltz, of course, personal use fisheries is finfish, shellfish, aquatic plants, and I've been reading over both the opposing statements and the supportive statements, but is your focus more on the finfish rather than shellfish and aquatic plants?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Herron.
One more question. Again, reading both opposing statements and supporting statements, a priority status for personal use, is there a bias by ADF&G and the Board of Fish that favors fishing industry, in your opinion?
Chairman Seaton, I think that's a no-brainer. Yes, if you look at the allocation statewide, it's well into the high 90 percentile, less in some reasons with shared uses, but I don't think anybody with a straight face could say that the priority of the Department of Fish and Game is commercial fisheries. I don't even know if our sports fish director is on our side. and that's with all due respect, but on decisions. I think that's absolutely, and I'd also like to mention I'm also more than a little bit perturbed. I'll put on the record is there's a Kenai Peninsula-based fisheries group that has filed suit in federal court. They filed it in Washington, D.C., to close down our personal use fisheries through implementation of federal management because it discriminates it against out-of-state commercial fishermen. That's really the crux of their case. And I've never read about it in the Fisherman's Journal. I've never read about it in the Laws of the Seas, but I think none of the other more mainstream press have picked up on it either, but I think more Alaskans were aware of that and some of the background manipulations trying to close down sport fish and personal use opportunities, I think they'd be pretty livid, but don't expect some of the folks that the folks that are sponsored by industry to write their articles are not going to be even telling the public about this issue. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there further questions for the sponsor? Seeing none, we do have the department here.
Thank you for this opportunity to present, Chairman Seaton.
Thank you very much. We have the department come up. We just have a moment. If it's not long enough to make comments, we can put it off for a future hearing, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to, from the department's standpoint, to give us the opinion of the Department of Fish and Game and the governor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Charlie Swanton. I'm the director for the Division of Sport Fish for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The context of this particular bill, because it's got allocative overtones associated with it, just the same as we would be in front of the Board of Fisheries. The department is neutral with regards to this particular piece of legislation, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions? Representative Herron.
Yes, thank you, Charlie. Could you, granted we just don't have much time here, but the genesis of the administrative code that says allows any commercial fisherman to take unlimited amounts for personal use, do you know the genesis of that regulation?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Herron, no, I do not. We could certainly get back to you on that, but at this time I don't.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, they would send it to you and then distribute.
Sure, we'll distribute that. Are there any further questions at this time for the department? Seeing none, Representative Feige.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Charlie, how does the department discriminate between what is defined as personal use versus what is defined as subsistence? It seems to me that the fish are getting eaten by people who are going out and catching them individually. Whether or not they're using sport fishing gear or a gill net or whatever, how do you all make that discrimination? Is it in regulation or is it already set aside in statute?
Mr. Chairman, in the spirit of time, there's an entire chapter within the Administrative Code 77 that goes into a pretty well laid out explanation of how things operate in the various personal use fisheries around the state, of which there's quite a few. We could synthesize that, and I have, but in the spirit of time, I just say that that's where I'd ask, that you look for references in Chapter 77, Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Swanton, we are, heard the bells for the floor, but would you, if you've summarized that in kind of a white paper or something, would you submit that to the committee so we'll get it to the members so that they can have the answer to that question as well? And instead of trying to read through all the regulations on our own. So,
certainly, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Feige, is that satisfactory for you? Are there further questions for the department? Seeing none, thank you very much. Thank you, Representative Stoltz, for coming forward and introducing the bill. And we will adjourn at 10:25 before session begins in 5 minutes.